Hi, this is Samantha. Welcome to our Compliance and Ethics Minute. A 34-year-old paraplegic man denies claims that he is a danger to others at the Oklahoma nursing home from which he was allegedly evicted on New Year's Eve. Richard Bloxham, 34, says he lived at Hillcrest Nursing Center in Moore, Oklahoma for 6 months before being told that he had to be out by January 27th. He is paralyzed from the chest down and uses a wheelchair. After a short stay in the hospital, Bloxham returned to the nursing home on New Year's Eve, only to be told that he wasn't allowed in the building. "I was supposedly a danger to the other residents and myself, which was a lie," Bloxham said. Attorney Nick Slaymaker, who represents Hillcrest COO Tammy Wharton, says otherwise. "The resident has committed assault on persons at the facility. He is aware of his actions. He knows that they're wrong," Slaymaker said. "He can physically hit people. He's thrown things at people. That's what I've been informed." In a police report, one officer noted, "The staff on scene did not have any issues with Richard and did not agree with the decision." Thank you. To learn more about compliance and ethics, visit mednetconcepts.com.